Time to talk a little AJHL with the head coach in Spruce Grove. Jason McKee joins us once again as his team in a familiar situation. It seems every time we talk to him, they are near the top of the standings. Jason, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've built a pretty strong foundation there. You turned guys over last year. You had a lot of young players, and it almost seems seamless. How you make it look so easy from the outside?
A little bit of luck, I think, with anything in sports. But, you know, we've had some good players come through here, and I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you go down the recruiting path every year, you know, those new players see those other players moving on, and I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, we've had a good track record here, and you know, as long as you're going after the right kind of player that makes sense for your program, you know, we've been fortunate, like I said, to have some real good people and some real good players come through here. And, you know, we've got off to a pretty good start as well again this year.
The Saints, of course, have had a history of guys being drafted, and this year it looks like it's going to be no different. Cameron Hughes, I was looking at the early rankings, and, you know, some have him as high as a late second rounder, early third rounder. Tell me what you like about Hughes' game and what makes him this high of a draft-eligible player.
You know, Cameron's he's highly, you know, very high hockey IQ. He thinks the game extremely well. Good skater, tremendous vision, but really what separates him is his work ethic. He's a tireless worker out there. He's a hound on the puck, and, you know, when he has the puck, he has the skill to make some great plays, and just a real nice kid, and real determined as to what he wants to do, and it doesn't surprise me at all that he's ranked that high. And, you know, he was a tremendous player for us, and was a huge part of our team last year, and obviously has had a decent start in Wisconsin, and he's getting a great opportunity to play a lot. So we're awfully proud of him, and hopefully things work out for him this year.
One of the challenges for clubs at the junior level is avoiding that cycle where it's feast, famine, all or nothing. You've done a really good job of that. And you talk about recruiting. Is that always in your mind when you're A, recruiting, and B, when you're building that team, to avoid that all or nothing cycle in terms of age and players?
Yeah, it's huge. We don't really have a draft like major junior, so a lot of these players have choices to where they want to go, and you know, you got to get out there and do the work and build those relationships and give players a reason to want to come here. And I think the biggest thing is that we don't make a lot of changes. We don't make a lot of trades. So the turnover from year to year is strictly from guys graduating on to the next level. So we're well aware usually of who's coming back and what needs we need to fill. And I think that's a real big part of it, is that there's a lot of consistency from year to year, and that, you know, we know exactly kind of what we need and what we're looking for, and go out and try and recruit that, and then, you know, move into the next year.
How much turnover is there on this year's team in terms of number of players?
I'd have to count for sure, but I'd say we lost probably from our team last year 60% of our team or
wow.
So somewhere in there. So it's we, you know, some guys went to school earlier than we thought, and you know, our goal was to kind of build a team for this year a little bit, but we were ahead of the curve a little bit last year, and great for the kids. You know, they exceeded a lot of expectations, and you know, had some individual success, and we're ready for the next level. So we really had a lot of spots to fill this year that were a little unexpected. Some guys we thought we were coming back, but what it did was give opportunities to some other guys, and you know, they've grabbed the ball and ran with it and done a good job so far.
And one of those guys is Brandon Biro, young 16-year-old who's got 11 goals, second most on the team, and tied for second in points with 24. He exceeded your expectations early on?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew that, you know, Brandon was going to be a good player. He's definitely that, you know, another kid that isn't overly big, but thinks the game really well, high compete level, and can make plays. And he's done an outstanding job for us this year. And I'm not sure where we'd be on our left side without him, to be honest. He's been a great addition to our team.
See, I had no idea you'd lost that many players. I look at your record. That makes it even more of the remarkable. Clearly, you've had a number of players step up. Hand out some kudos to the other kids who've come along and filled more holes than you thought you would have.
Yeah, it's, you know, all our young guys have been great. You know, Jordan Thomas is a 96 defenseman that played midget last year and, you know, came in and had a tremendous start and has a commitment to the University of Alaska already this year. You know, he's come in and exceeded our expectations. Josh Harris, Connor Luke, and two young kids that played midget as well last year as 97. So they're, you know, 17-year-old forwards that have come in and played every night and, you know, have played against, you know, we haven't protected them that much. They've went out and played and got after it, and they've adjusted well. And, you know, we have a 16-year-old goalie in Matt Murray who really came out of nowhere this summer and really solidified himself a spot on our team. So it's one of those things in junior hockey where you think you have an idea of where you're going to be, and for the most part, it usually works out, but there's always a lot of surprises as well, and we've had a few of those this year, more so than in years past.
Jason, what about on a personal note for you? I know I had heard through the grapevine you were one of the guys who was in the running for the Oil Kings job. You look at the as a coach, obviously you focus on the team you have, but you know, how do guys at your level you know, move up? Is it a lot to, do you find knowing other guys in other positions? Are you a guy who openly will put in his name for jobs? How does it work at the coaching level when you want to move up from junior A?
Yeah, no, I think that's you said it exactly how it works. I think you need to obviously know some people and do a good job of where you're at, obviously, and put together some good years, and we've had that here, and it's about player development, and for me, it's on a personal level, absolutely, you want to continue to move up like the players, but it's got to be the right fit and at the right time, and sometimes things work out in that equation, and sometimes bits and pieces of the equation aren't quite right at the time, so you got to kind of make that decision. And there's obviously a lot of factors as sports people would know with family and things like that. So everything needs to make sense for the move at the right time. And, obviously my goal is to eventually, hopefully someday be a head coach in that league. And, we'll just keep going day by day, but very happy where I'm at and love the opportunity to have in Spruce Grove and the kids I've been very fortunate to work with.
Head coach of the Spruce Grove Saints, Jason McKee, joins. Jason, quickly, set up Saturday night. You got the Oil Barons coming to town, a longstanding rivalry. Are they any different? Are the Oil Barons pretty much what you see, what you get year to year as far as a hardworking, competitive team?
Yeah, no, obviously they made a coaching change up there this year, but, they're a team that's always going to have some high-end talent and, are always going to be for the most part near the top of the standings, and they're obviously hosting the Western Canada Cup this year, so they put a lot of time into player recruitment, and they've got a lot of good players there, no question, and I believe that they'll be a very good team, and we're looking forward to seeing where we're at. We had some success in their building, they've made some changes since then, so it'll be a good test to see where both teams are at, and we're looking forward to Saturday for sure.
Appreciate your time, good luck.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.